Buddy Makaita has been kind to talk with us about issues pertaining to Tauranga Moana for many years now, whether they're historical perspectives or some challenging whakaaro about the shape of their civic administration. He's been willing to talk. And I couldn't help but notice in the media through the week that he was prepared to stand in opposition to the council-owned venues hosting this anti-co-governance tour that Julian Batchelor has been pushing around the country over the past month or three. Buddy's with us from Tauranga today. Tēnā koe, Buddy.
Morena.
Morena. You were going to stand in opposition here. I thought, well, he's a principled man. Where are we at with that? Did it go ahead? Is it going ahead or not?
Well, as far as I know, it's going ahead. So that's this afternoon at 6:30. So we will be there outside the venue, which is the Mount Maunganui Community Hall. Yeah, you're quite right, Dale. I'm very disappointed that the committee running that hall is allowing it to be used for this purpose. You know, so this is a public event, but particular members of our local community are being, what will be, refused entry to the public event, and that's going to be based solely on the fact that they're Māori. Good Māori are allowed to enter, but how you work out who's a good one and who's a bad one, I do not know. So I'll be interested to see what their vetting process looks like. But no, we've got a lot of tautoko from our local people. Particularly pleased with so many of our Pākehā community getting in touch to say, no, we'll be there to tautoko. So, yeah, going to be an interesting afternoon, Dale.
It's council-sanctioned fear-mongering, is it not?
Well, I don't know if you can blame the council in particular, given that it's a local committee that actually runs the place. But, yeah, and I'm particularly disappointed that some of those committee, I mean, they were at school with me, so I'm just saying, yeah, what happened?
Okay. This bloke has been around the country. I mean, hey, you've been around a while, Buddy. Nothing would surprise you. We've heard rhetoric from the right, the left, racist and otherwise. So I don't think there's anything this bloke could say that would surprise you. But it does seem to be wanting to spread fear and, sadly, racism through the communities where he has been. It's been a checkered tour, has it not? Because some communities have said, this is causing too much ill feeling and splitting our communities. So not here, thanks, Julian. But interesting that here in Mount Maunganui, those responsible for hiring out the venue have given it the green light.
Yeah, I don't think they realise the implications. And so that's what I'm trying to say to them. You know, think about what you're doing. You're supposed to be here for the community benefit, not for some, you know, racist group to promote their ideas. Yeah, this guy is just the latest version. I think you remember something called Hobson's Pledge, which came to Tauranga, and we managed to stump all over that. So this is the latest iteration of that. And so, yeah, I don't think they're going to get a particularly great welcome. And I'm asking people that come, you know, hold your phones up and take photos of the people attending so we can identify those people in our community who aspire to these ideas. So if that's not some way of discouraging them to come, I don't know what else we can do apart from, you know, the usual honour the treaty, for example. Yeah.
Well, listen, you're an older guy, as I am. When was the last time you felt something so important to protest in this way, Buddy?
Oh, it was Hobson's Pledge when they came about 2 years back. That was Dawn Brash's attempt to get that off the ground, you know, cancel the treaty, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah.
Are you going to chain yourself to the doors, Mr. Makaita?
Well, first of all, we're going to try and get in. then if we're refused, I know others of our our supporters will get in there. And so what I'm asking them to do is to just go and stand at the front while he's speaking and just look him in the eye. If he asks something, just say, what about honouring the treaty? Where's your commitment to partnership? You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay, well, it could get a bit fiery, but hey, your people stood at Gate Park, Pukehinena, so you know, you're not averse to things getting a little bit rowdy. It's a shame you've sort of got to do that, though, and perhaps you could wear your "I am a good Māori" T-shirt.
Well, I'm just encouraging our people not to get violent or anything, right?
Yeah, well, that's
it
fair enough. Too.
Yeah.
Good on you, buddy. Thanks very much. I'll link arms perhaps early next week, and we'll see what comes of all of this, because I'm interested. Thanks very much for sharing some cordial, and all the best this afternoon.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, buddy.
You're up.